Blog Talk Radio.
All mechanical creation, all images of enslavement and imprisonment, all rage and anger of death and hell, and the murder and the murderer's intent, the confusion of masculine and feminine roles, all portrayal of sexual perversion, including homosexuality and lesbianism, sympathy for Satan and the sorrows of Satan, association with the Nephilim and spacecraft, all perversions of the third eye through distorted and exaggerated images, perverted movements of the body and breakdancing and other forms of dancing. And we especially call for the judgment in this hour and the destroying of rock music directed specifically against children through the videos that were portrayed. And working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Wise men follow him, but he rose again.
they wore and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today. Thanks to the renegades, we're free today.
Welcome to the show. I'm Sherry Schreiner. It's been a didn't have a show last week. Kind of going through stuff over the past several weeks, and it's kind of posted on my Facebook the other day. We're in a huge delay from them, and so a lot of things that were scheduled in May and in June are now being pushed on to September and October, November, and so they're delaying and pushing back. And so it's kind of downtime for the rest of us. Some of it's outright boring. But it gives us time to get more stuff out, and that's what we've been concentrating on, getting more walls up. As we change and put up more and more walls, they have to switch their HAARP weather weapons, because they used to be able to come down from Lake Michigan and hit the East Coast, or come up from the Gulf of Mexico and hit the country up to the north through that way. And we've been able to take that away from them. And so now you see them trying to drum up storms from Texas, which is causing a lot of backlash and flooding in Texas and Oklahoma. And so, you know, we're working on getting some walls up, in more walls in Texas and Oklahoma. I know some people want to target that Tornado Alley. And so we have time to do stuff. No money, but a lot of time. That's why this ministry, we need funding, folks. We need funding so we have money to do things. People want me to come to their states and help out, and I can't even leave my driveway. So people need to stand up and support this ministry. They're coming, you know. I see it in the codes, and they're not coming as peacemakers when they get here. By the time they do, they're angry. They're going to be angry. And I don't know if they're going to keep that behind the scenes, or they're going to come outright, but whenever they're around me, they're outright angry. From what I can see in the codes, they're outright angry. So I don't suspect they're going to come and hand out trinkets to people and talk about what nice guys they are. They're going to come angry at what we've done to them. And that pretty much wraps up completely destroying everything they've planned to do. Just been watching the news lately, and they got a lot about this Bruce Jenner changing into a woman, his transgender name, Caitlyn. And, you know, I said from the start that whole thing was a bunch of hogwash, that they were going to use him as an example for others to follow. They were propping him up to be a, oh, pity me. Now I'm 65. I can die as an old woman and happy. I mean, seriously? They set these people up in celebrity status so that people will pity them. Because they know whenever they introduce something, first it's fought against. People will fight against it. They'll storm emails, phone calls, whatever, Congress. They'll fight against something. And then it gives them more time to go back and bring in the pity agenda, sympathy agenda. And then to where it goes through an acceptance phase. And so everything goes through about three phases. When they started this whole gay lesbian agenda years ago, they used Jerry Springer to prop that up. And they would bring in models, beautiful models, professing to be lesbians and all this. And eventually it warmed the crowd over, and it won them over. And that's the whole despicable part about their agenda. They'll flaunt the pretty people out. They'll bring out the plastic Barbies. And then they'll push their agenda forward. And once they get their agenda in your face, it's never going to get out. I mean, America's going to hell in a handbasket right now. They're going the way of Sodom and Gomorrah, and they're just going to prop up more and more role models to lead the way. And that's what these people do. And like people like Bruce Jenner and the Kardashians, they're propped up mannequins. They're just MK altered to death. They don't even look human. Total mind controlled. And they push their agenda forward. You know, people should just really boycott Hollywood, ignore Hollywood, stop reading their garbage online, stop going to the websites, and maybe they'll get the message that America is just sick of all the garbage that these Satanists are putting out. Because the Illuminati has total control right now of Hollywood, of our media, of everything we hear and see on television and in the radio. They control everything to a T, and they're trying to control the way you think, and they're trying to change the way you think. You know, they want you to think that sin is okay and that God is just a mean God. They want you to embrace Luciferianism, Satanism, where there's no morals, there's no ethics. Everything is just as it is. Every sin is acceptable. Because that's how the fallen work. You know, fallen angels are hermaphrodites, and a lot of them may look like males, but they have female body parts. And a lot of the females will have male body parts. They're hermaphrodites. And so they're trying to change our society to become more like them. And also what happens is a lot of these people get possessed by spirits of the fallen who are of the opposite sexes. And so their physical body becomes as the way the spirit is within them. See? You know, I like how Christianity always try to play it two ways. They'll say there's no female angels, but there's female demons. There are female demons who will possess male bodies and vice versa. There are people who are born and their souls are swapped with other people. That's why this whole agenda is such a mess. People say they've been gay since they were born. Very well could be, because their soul could have been swapped out. But people who learn to become gay as they get older and embrace it, that's just accepting sin. That's just embracing sin. See, there's a difference between these people. Some would tell you they've been that way since they can remember, since they were born. They've always felt like a woman or felt like a man. It's probably because their soul was swapped out. And that happens. And then others who just embrace it later in life. And so, big difference, folks. But either way, America fastly becoming Sodom and Gomorrah, fastly becoming more and more under the furious judgment of the Most High. And it's coming. you know, they're trying to brace people up as role models so other people will embrace their lifestyle and follow them into it. That was the whole thing with Caitlyn Jenner. Look, man, look how masculine I was. I won gold medals. Now I'm a woman. And they want you to follow him. They want you to embrace what he's doing and do it yourselves. They want to feminize men. A lot of destruction going on in space. A lot of fighting going on as I get back on my usual work. I get sidetracked on this garbage from Hollywood. So sick of their garbage. A lot of destruction. And so a lot of fighting going on, and that's why we're in the middle of stalemates. Another thing I wanted to talk about was years ago I wrote an article on the elf god. And I want to bring that up tonight because I'm dealing with this with people almost on a continuous basis. That's why I had to step back and take a break. It was just draining the crap out of me. People just suck the last living energy, bit of energy you have out of you. Because they don't have discernment. And, you know, everybody wants something from you when you have something they don't. And so I get tons of emails every day. People, I think I'm chip implanted. If I get another one of those emails, I just want to scream. Or people who have dreams and they want an interpreter. Or, you know, my husband thinks I'm nuts. My wife thinks I'm nuts. Blah, 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 blah. It just goes on and on. And I've just had to step back and take a break because, you know, people who don't support this ministry, I'm not even reading your emails anymore because I get these search engine fly-by-nights, people who just send me emails from finding my site on search engines, and they just take up all my time and energy. And I can't let that happen anymore. I have to protect myself, protect my own energy, and stop letting other people drain me so much. I have a webpage on chip implants, what to do if you think you're chip implanted. Pretty much everybody in the population is chip implanted or dealing with them. The biggest thing is whether it controls you or not. And, you know, from the way I see it, the core group of believers, the ones I deal with every day, the Oregon Warriors, are going to be fine. But the world's a mess. The world is going to be a mess, especially those who call themselves Christians, because they have absolutely no discernment. And what they do is they get led by every whim that comes into their mind, and they can't discern whether it's of the Father or not. I mean, I get emails from people all the time, is this video legit? Is this message from the Lord legit? Because people don't know how the Father speaks. They don't know how he doesn't speak. They don't know how to recognize the truth from the garbage. So everyone's going to be a mess when these space beings arrive and claim that there are creators, that there are gods, and that our whole Garden of Eden thing is wrong and the Bible is wrong because they don't have discernment. They don't have discernment. And, you know, they have a lot of help because I use ELF, which is extreme low-frequency weapons, and they actually have people in underground military bases who operate this elf warfare against people. And what it does is it mimics natural brain waves. And so they use this technology to speak to people's minds. And you think you're having your own thoughts. So instead of learning to put shields around your mind so that nothing of the Father that isn't of him can influence you or just ignoring voices in your head, people embrace the voices in your head as God because it sounds like him to them. How many times have I said he doesn't speak to our heads? You know, I could say that till I'm blue in the face, and I will still hear from Christians and people who support this ministry. They're still listening to voices in their heads thinking it's God. They have no discernment. People that don't think this stuff exists, There's several patents. Silent subliminal presentation system. Implantable transceivers. Body-worn active and passive tracking device. Animal control system using GPS location information. They use that on humans. That's the tracking chips they put in people. Implants and mind control technology has skyrocketed since the 80s. You know, the chip implants they used to use were probably like an inch long back in the 80s. Now it's like the size of the top of a pinhead. The chips get smaller and smaller and smaller. They call them nanobots now. But a lot of people being affected by this, Christians in particular, the ones being targeted. Oh, it sounds religious. Oh, it sounds like my own thoughts. Oh, it sounds like Father's thoughts. Father's talking to me. Father's not talking to you. If you're hearing voices in your head, it's not the Father. It's either government, it's your own thoughts, or it's demonic. I know some people who will tell me up and down all day they're hearing from God and they're actually being played by the government through elf technology. I deal with this all the time from people. Another reason, you know, my energy just gets drained by it and I have to step away, step back, get away from people. He doesn't speak to our heads, folks. He has a small voice that speaks to your spirit and you have to drop strain to hear it. And if you think it's all of a sudden gotten easier to where you hear his booming voice in your head or a booming thought, it's not him. You know, if I have to deal with this stuff now, can you imagine when we leave? The people left here? They can't discern now what's of God and what isn't. Learn how to sit at his feet, folks. Stop listening to other people. 95% of the videos out there are not of the Father. They're not how he speaks. Sananda's on a field day putting out videos through people channeling him. And these people don't mean to be deceived, but they are. And the fact that they put out these videos and messages and claim that they're God, they're deceiving others. Just because it sounds legit and sounds true doesn't mean it is. So learn how to step back and just walk away, people. Stop listening to garbage. You know, one of the things they like to do is I wrote an article on this years ago called The Net Masters. And it's about how they create Lucian, feed off of Lucian. And Lucian is an energy. It's almost like a spinach to them. It gives them power. And they need negative and neutral energy for power. And so what they'll do is there's such a term as what they call energy vampires. And they'll send people to you who just drain your energy. They suck it right out of you. They're energy vampires. When you're around people and they're not uplifting, they're not encouraging, they're not building you up, they're just draining you all the time, walk away. Walk away because they're being used to just drain you. You know, they set their main masters up in churches. Benny Hinn, Joel Osteen. You get thousands of people under one roof. You think they're praising the Most High God, but they're diverting all that energy to Lucifer? That's a lot of energy they're creating for him. A lot of people getting busy trying to get up pipes in their yards, and that's good because, you know, I think we're behind. We're beyond, I guess, using pucks because those can saturate the atmosphere. But if you want to put a punch into space, you need to use pipes. 4-foot or taller pipes. Anything less will saturate the lower level atmosphere, which is good. It's better than nothing. But if you want to punch space and bring down their ships, you need larger pipes, 4-foot and higher. And so there's various ways of putting up walls across this country and protecting our water sources. You know, if they suck up a lake that's been saturated with orgone, it's going to, one, kill all the aliens on board that come in contact with that water. And two, it could even blow it up. I've seen ships just explode over lakes, filling their tanks up with orgone water. Very effective. That's why we need to be getting our lakes, our rivers, our oceans. You know, they have these fake droughts, man-made droughts going on in California to feed the dumbs in Nevada, diverting the water over there. The more underground bases they put in, the more they divert surface water down to those bases. You know, that drought in California has been going on since 2008 when I was out there. It's been 7 years now. They'll take all the water if they can, folks, which is why we have to protect it. We have to take it out of their hands. You know, it's called a war because there's two sides. They're the Lord's people against Satan and his. You know, we're grossly outnumbered. But the few that are on the Father's side and doing something for him, we're much, much more powerful than the thousands that Satan has. They may control the politics and religion and the economics and the media, but we can take away their air. We can take away their water. That's how we get them, folks. We fry them out of the sky. Their numbers are dwindling. You know, they're going to have to act sooner or later. Or they're going to lose everything. And the longer they wait, time is on our side. Because they lose more and more and more ships the longer they wait. You know, the government has to backstep and piddle too because, you know, Lucifer has his cheerleading pep rallies where he gathers his elite and he tells them I'm coming and he tells them the plans and they all get excited and then boom, they're delayed. He doesn't arrive. You know, it happens to them as much as, you know, we're all on roller coasters, up and down, up and down, up and down from delays. And so you see the piddling and the delays and the time-wasting and the excuses. I mean, they've been delaying since 2010, 2012. That's 3 years. We should have been seeing stuff in 2009, but the election being given to Obama threw it off. And then in 2012, the trigger should have been pushed, and they delayed. And they've been doing nothing since then but delaying. Delay, 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 delay. That's why I don't read half this stuff. It's just excuse land because they're waiting for Lucifer to actually do something. If you think Obama's bad, it's because he's only half of what Lucifer is because Lucifer can't make a decision. You know, I've been dealing with him for years. The guy cannot make a decision. And so his puppets can't either. They're indecisive as he is. They won't make the final yes, the final no, push the final button. They won't make decisions. They wiffle-waffle. That's how they are. And so you just end up in tornadoes of delays. It just gets maddening. It really gets maddening. And it just drains the energy out of you. So as they delay, we continue getting busy, get more stuff done. get more walls up, affects their weather weapons more. And, you know, a lot of this is pole flip effect, too, you know. 91 in Alaska today was warmer there than it was here. It was 55 today in Ohio. It's hotter in Alaska. We're starting to see a lot of this pole shift effects. The pole shift they won't talk about that's been taking place for the last 17 years. You know, if you read the prophet's description of the last days, it says fruit is growing in and out of season. In other words, the normal times, fruit would grow, it stops growing, and then it starts. You could switch the summer and the winters, in other words. They're going to flip. Summertime's going to be winter, winter's going to be summer. Things are going to grow in and out of the seasons. Expect something. You expect the vegetables to grow, and they don't. They'll grow 6 months later. The weather is going to change. And I realized at the time it was written, these guys were over in the Middle East. But the Father was writing through them. Very well could have been writing to everybody else in the far-off lands, in the Isles. So we're going to be in for weather changes, climate changes, seasonal changes. And it's just not all maybe a cause and effect by the weather weapons, but either way it's going to happen. So we're on to pretty much just waiting in wait mode while they fry and crash. I had a really, really weird dream last night about a huge transporter, alien transporter ship crashing. Not killing the inhabitants inside, but crashing on Earth. And then shortly after that happened, there was a huge event in the sky, I'll say that. It's one of those dreams that make you go, hmm. There's a lot of nonsense mixed in with it, but then enough to grab your attention. One of those kind. A timeline of events. And interestingly enough, I keep seeing this, some kind of transporter that keeps coming up in the codes. I know we destroy it. A lot of this stuff could be subliminal dreaming where you're reading something and seeing something and then you eventually dream about it too. So it's, you never know. Difference between a dream and a futuristic dream. You know, I don't fear for the core group because they're solid and standing at their feet the most high. They know how to protect themselves. But the world's a mess. The world's going to be a mess. And there's really no reaching them at this point. It's been how many years? Ten years? 11 years? 15? Trying to wake people up to the coming alien agenda that's around us? They've woken up slowly over the years. But as people wake up, others go to sleep. That's usually what the biggest problem is. The ones who decide to go to sleep. Anyway, folks, I don't have a whole lot to say tonight. If anybody has a question for the show, you can call in at 877-245-5648. That's a guest call-in number. 877-245-5648. I don't suspect a lot will be happening in the month of June, but crazy weather. I was looking at snow in the Bible codes just for this week. I don't know why it's coming in. Maybe there's going to be snow somewhere. I know there was snow in Denver a couple weeks ago. But that usually means they're trying to chill the atmosphere because it suppresses the heat. And they're burning, they're boiling, they're frying, and so they try to chill the air so it'll give them some relief. And what it does down here is it chills our air and causes it to snow in various places. So, not much of a baseball season for most folks. I'm sure it's going to be a really interesting football season coming up for the year. If you're living in the East Coast, I'm sure we're going to be snowbombed to death. I want to get ready for a brutal and cold winter again. I would have head to Alaska. It's probably going to be warmer up there. I find that interesting that now there's at least 6 Army bases up there, not to mention the Navy and Air Force bases that are already up there. Seems to be the new breeding ground for the military is Alaska. Taking over Alaska, getting out of the states because the war goons chasing them out, destroying the bases. There's been tons of bases blown up and destroyed, and not just from the war goon, but there are groups that are anti-New World Order that work against the New World Order crowd and will go after their strongholds too and go to war with them and blow them up. Pretty much like it was last year or the year before that huge underground fight in Indiana. People were hearing booms, thought there were earthquakes, and they were destroying an underground base in Indiana and also the ones in Virginia where the CIA had numerous underground bases that got blown up. So there are others that work against the New World Order crowd, regardless if they're patriots or Christians or not, for whatever reason, they're just against the New World Order, and so they'll fight against them. And so goes along with lines with us and the same things we want, so I just cheer them on. Watching for Iran to come up more and more. Atreya will be coming out of Iran. So I know there's a lot of war going on in Yemen. They fight against each other. Like they know the prophecies of the Muslims, and so they fight them to keep them from coming into fruition, which is crazy. Because they play a chessboard, and they're on both sides so of their chessboard. You know, that's the insane logic they have. And so when they make a move one way, they make a move for the other side, and it's always a stalemate. It's always a stalemate. They fight against themselves. And the chess game just keeps going on and on and on until eventually there will be a winner. But hey, at least if they're on both sides, then they're on the winning side. That's the way Lucifer works. Because see, Lucifer doesn't have any one group in particular. They all think they're the group. Remember, I told you years ago that they all agree about a one world government and a one world religion, but the fight would be on. when it came down to who would be the one leading it. And that's why you're seeing Russia breaking apart from the New World Order crowd and being on its own so much, because, of course, they want to run it, and the Americans want to run it, and the Queen wants to run it, and the Chinese want to run it, and the Japanese. Everybody wants to run it. The Japanese will use the North Koreans as their strong arms. But that whole branch of the Japanese is really just kind of silly, even though they are superiorly dominant in space. I mean, they're more dominant in space than anybody else on the planet, more than the Americans, the Russians, the Chinese. The Japanese are technically superior in space. And so that's why America even has any kind of relationship with them in space. I don't know what kind of protocols they have, if they have different space armies than Earth armies or what, but I just know that the Japanese work hand in hand with the Ashtar Command. And I think they're just truly convinced that they're working for the Father, the Lord, the Creator, and being deceived by these fallen angels. I don't know what's going on, but I know that they're working with the Ashtar Command and Sananda and Allah and all that garbage, and they use the Japanese. And so, interesting how they fit into the piece of the puzzle when you start looking into end times events and things that are happening. NATO forces coming into America more and more. We have Russians, Germans, Chinese, all kinds of different forces coming in, because if the Chinese don't take over, the NATO forces will. Their plan is to completely destroy the United States, and it doesn't matter who's in charge, what faction is in charge. It's in all their plans. The number one key is the destruction of the United States. That's why Obama's trying to use the Muslim agenda to destroy it. When he leaves and someone else takes over, they'll use NATO or whoever else to destroy it. But regardless of who they use, that's their plan. So where are we sitting, folks? We're sitting at the bottom looking up at who's going to be dropping bombs, who's going to be doing the roundups. We know what's coming. Doesn't matter who's in charge, which agenda they take, which route they take. We know what's coming. People need to defend themselves. Don't be taken to these bases alive. Don't be taken in martial law roundups. You don't want to go to those bases alive. I would fight to the death. Especially being separated from your children just so they can sexually abuse and torture them. You know, the fight's going to be on. And people don't think that this would happen, that a rapture would happen. Show me in the Bible where it says a rapture would happen before 40 million Russians were tortured and killed. Or 100 million Chinese Christians. Or Christians tortured and killed around the world in every age. And yet the Americans think they're so arrogant that, oh, there will be a rapture before that happens here. As they're being rounded up on trains and trains, cars, and automobiles and helicopters. Don't be stupid, people. Don't listen to the shepherds that are putting you to sleep, who work for the government to put you to sleep, so you don't see it coming. The prophets of the Old Testament said one of the reasons America, Babylon, would be judged by the Most High was because they detained their citizens, for the detainment of their citizens and killing them. That's martial law roundups, folks. That's FEMA camps. It's not conspiracy theory. It's biblical prophecy. People need to wake up. Store up on guns and bullets. Be able to protect yourself. Machetes, however you say it. Swords. Keep an eye out for stop points on highways and streets, blockades. And they start doing roundups. Don't go through them, get around them. Yeah, it just doesn't even pay. I mean, I remember years ago just at a drinking stop point, and I figured, well, you know, I don't drink, I have nothing to worry about. So, you know, I'm stopped at this stopping point with my kids, and I'm the one being harassed, and single male drivers and trucks are being waved right on by while they're harassing me with kids. Sometimes it doesn't pay just to just get away from it. These smart ones were going down side streets, avoiding the area altogether. Doesn't mean you're guilty, just means you don't feel like being harassed by the cops. Next time I'll be smarter. I'll be following the people down the side streets to get away. Anyway, folks, prepare, because nothing good's coming. You know that. While it's quiet and while there's downtime, it's a time to get your work done. Anyway, if you've never donated to this ministry, folks, I need your help. You can donate by sending in donations to Sherry Schreiner, P.O. Box 531, Carrollton, Ohio, 44615. My address is also listed at sherrytalkradio.com. I need to be out there this summer. I need to be on the road. I need to be hitting states, the southeast, southwest. And I can't get down my driveway right now. So I need your help. Anyway, until next week, everybody, God bless.